Welcome to 10 Minutes of Current Events for Middle and High School Classrooms. I'm Carl Azus with CNN Student News. You're exactly halfway through September, and we're starting today in Paris. Representatives from about 30 countries were there yesterday. It was a meeting focused on ISIS, the terrorist group that wants to form its own country in Iraq and Syria. Some analysts say the U.S. government has struggled in its efforts to get concrete support of other nations in fighting ISIS. But the U.S. says a number of them have promised to help, from its allies in Europe and Canada to its partners in the Middle East. The actual levels of support differ from country to country. The U.S. has launched more than 150 airstrikes against ISIS in Iraq. It's planning more in Syria. But in his speech last week, President Obama said the fight can't be America's alone. From a meeting in Paris, we're leaping across the Atlantic and the U.S. to Baja California. It's part of Mexico that stretches down between the Gulf of California and the Pacific Ocean. And it was lashed yesterday by Hurricane Odile. This is how things looked before the storm made landfall. Odile made a direct hit on Cabo San Lucas as a Category 3 storm on Sunday night. Wind speeds were 125 miles per hour. Beaches and ports were closed, streets were drenched, outdoor markets trashed. The storm weakened as it moved north over Baja California, but forecasters were warning residents and tourists that the threat of flash floods remained, along with the potential for mudslides. Mexico celebrates its Independence Day today. Events in Baja California had to be canceled. All right, when you think of something endangered, you might think of the Bengal tiger or the blue whale or the black rhino. You probably don't think of rivers, or specifically California's San Joaquin River, the most endangered one in America. The state's historic drought, the one expected to cost California more than $2 billion and 17,000 jobs, is one major factor. But it's not the only one.
Hey, I'm John. This is my kayak, and these are my calluses. And this is the most important river you've never heard of, the San Joaquin. It's a river that starts out looking like this, and by its midsection, looks like this. It's the second largest river in California, and whether you've heard of it or not, it's a river you're probably connected to. It helps support a region that grows about 40% of America's fruits and vegetables. This year, the San Joaquin was named the most endangered river in America. That's why I tried to kayak and walk down the entire thing, to get to know the river at its own pace, on its own terms, to meet the people who depend on it, and to find out whether this dead river could be brought back to life. Navigating a river should be easy, right? You start up in the mountains and follow the water down to the sea. That's not the case with the San Joaquin. I tried to follow the river for more than 400 miles, but was faced with stuff like this, and this, and ultimately this. So why is this river such a mess? Demand. Farmers and residents want as much water as they can get a hold of, and the state has promised those people eight times as much as actually exists. To try to make that work, the government has engineered the San Joaquin into a river of pipes and canals, shuttling water across the state, moving it from way up here all the way over there. So much water is pulled out of the river that in a few parts, they actually have to pipe more back in. And that still isn't enough. The river runs dry for about 40 miles, sometimes more. The San Joaquin is a Franken River. It's on life support. It's failing the people and fish who depend on it. And it has made my source to see trip a serious challenge.